The federal government will review Australia's espionage and foreign influence laws in the wake of a Four Corners Fairfax investigation of Chinese Communist Party influence in Australia. But the minor parties believe the revelations are so significant, they're demanding the establishment of a federal corruption body or a royal commission. The investigation revealed that ASIO warned the major parties about taking donations from two billionaires because it believed both had worrying links to the Chinese government. The two are property developers, Hung Sung Mo and Dr. Chow Chuck Wing. Between them and their associated entities, they've donated around $6.7 million to the Liberal, Labor and National parties. Political editor Chris Ullman takes up the story.
The Attorney General says the Prime Minister has commissioned him to review the nation's laws on espionage and foreign interference. Australian Conservative Senator Corey Bernardi says the links that have come to light are deeply disturbing and demand a much deeper investigation.
There needs to be a royal commission into the corruption or attempted corruption of our body politic.
Senator Sarah Hanson-Young repeated the Greens' call for a federal commission against corruption.
The Greens have a bill before the parliament. Let's get on and do it. It is time to clean up politics.
The secret briefings to the party's administrative heads were delivered by ASIO's Director General Duncan Lewis in 2015, but the Liberals and Labor continued to accept donations from the men or their associates. Rory Medcalf of the National Security College says the Director General's intervention was significant.
Oh, it's certainly unusual.
ASIO's worries about Dr. Chow were partly fuelled by his links to a consultant, Sherry Yan, who the agency believes might be a Communist Party spy. She was jailed in the United States over a bribery case involving the former president of the United Nations General Assembly. The FBI alleged Ms. Yan used $200,000 of Dr. Chow's money for the bribe. She pleaded guilty and is currently serving a 20-month prison sentence. Peter Mattis is a fellow in the China program at the Jamestown Foundation.
At least some of the money that was moving through Sherry Yan or that she was facilitating came from him.
Dr. Chow has never been charged or accused of any wrongdoing. The Four Corners Fairfax investigation also revealed that Mr. Hung reneged on a $400,000 pledge to Labor in June last year after its defence spokesman took a hard line on China's militarisation of the South China Sea. The following day, Senator Sam Dastyari appeared with Mr. Hung at a press conference where the senator echoed Beijing's line on the disputed waters. Senator Dastyari also personally contacted the Immigration Department on two occasions in a bid to assist Mr. Hung gain Australian citizenship. Mr. Hung and his associates also donated $50,000 to former Trade Minister Andrew Robb's campaign financing vehicle on the day the free trade agreement with China was signed in 2014. All these transactions disturb Peter Jennings, who's the executive director of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute.
I think that this type of, naked influence buying is something which is damaging to Australia's political system.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending Chris Ullman's report.